Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Test and preview. I don't know.
Nope.
Can
hello?
You?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, cool.
Hello. Hey, hello. All right.
Do you hear me?
City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hey, you're listening. Whoa. right off to a professional beginning. Hi, you are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR.
I 101. Am?
Point. You are, well, you are, and you're also on it.
Oh,
you're listening
oh,
to it, and you're on it at the
That's
same.
That's why I'm wearing these headphones.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Yeah. It's rude.
Why is that
Who
rude?
Who are you?
I'm Tristan underscore Wheeler. That's my name. And I am here with?
I am Jack Lamming.
My co-host.
It's not part of my name. My name is just Jack Lamming. It isn't Jack Lamming, my co-host.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Now I can actually hear myself.
Yeah. I mean, you could, yeah, we could hear ourselves the entire time.
Yeah, yeah, this is a professional show. We're professionals. So what do we do on this show, Tristan?
I was going to ask you the same question, so why don't you give me some time to speak. What do we do on this show?
We have a guest. We talk
I just
about interesting
you.
Things.
I just alphaed you.
This guy just Mike Cernovich'd me. We talk about topics with interesting guests. It's the show where we talk about interesting topics.
No, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very true. We talk and we chat.
Yeah.
And you know how we sometimes don't have a guest?
Yeah.
Today we have a guest.
No way. I'd say on average these days we don't have a guest.
Well, now that it's summertime, we're going to be able to put time into getting guests.
Hey, we got one today.
Got one today. So we are here with the host of Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet, or the co-host, I should say, Alex Payunde or Payunda.
Either or. It's, yeah. Don't worry
Here.
About it.
Let me just do this a bit.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
So, knock yourself out. I'm the guest here.
So, Alex, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. This morning, I was going to wake up early, but I didn't. I woke up a bit later.
What's late for you? Like 3 p.m.?
Like 11. Don't have a lot of food right now, so I got a couple scoops of peanut butter in me. Went and studied. You know, it's my usual day.
Cool.
Nice.
So, Alex, I knew this is the first time of us meeting in person
mm-hmm.
because we were what they call Twitter people, friends, kind of.
Friends, yeah. Yeah, Twitter. Acquaintances.
Twitter followers. Would you call that, Jack?
Yes, I would say that you followed each other on Twitter.
And follow Twitter in general.
Oh, yeah, at Twitter?
Are you plugged into the Twitter sphere?
Twitter's got some spicy stuff.
It's Ready Player One stuff, right?
Yeah, you put on...
Get jacked in.
Somebody call at Jack, jacked in. Get
That's
it?
Me, actually. I bought the...
Oh, you're the...
I bought the handle from him.
You bought the handle from the founder of Twitter.
Yeah, now I'm the founder of Twitter.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, moving to SF next
That's
week.
That's like... That's like the founder.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I was selling milkshakes before, too. That's the thing.
Oh, dang.
Not the makers.
Oh.
Just milkshakes.
You'd go door to door with like warm milkshakes. Like, this was a milkshake. Now it's just sweet milk.
Please buy my milkshake. Yeah, yeah. That was my life before. Now I'm Twitter.
Going door to door with 180. I don't know. What's the character max now?
It's 280.
It's 280.
Like, yeah.
With like 280. A bucket of characters saying you want to just knock yourself out. Anything you want here.
Anything you want.
Door to door.
Yeah, I get two boxes of like the Scrabble, like the bags from Scrabble. I just dump them in a bucket. I'm like, here.
Just take a letter.
Go nuts. Oh. I take the blanks out. I keep in my pocket for when I actually play Scrabble.
What about for spaces?
No.
It's one long word.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
can you like do spaces in Scrabble? Scrabble?
Scrabble?
Scramble?
Scramble?
No, but you got to use them on Twitter, right?
Oh, yes. This is true. That counts as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I save that space. Mm. I'm writing a one short story, and you got to figure out where the punctuation is. It's like Arabic.
So Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
This is your podcast.
It is.
It's a good segue.
Speaking
of letters, let's talk about 26 of them.
Yeah.
If I would have thought clearly, that would have been a good one. Give us a rundown of what your show is.
So, there's a band called Arcade Fire.
And don't worry, don't get your hoses. The arcade is not on fire.
No, yeah, it's fine. Last time we checked. We do kind of a daily update. There's like a live cam of the arcade. Where is the live cam?
No, where's the arcade? Well, I guess, both.
I think it's in Montreal. I don't know. I don't actually like the band that much.
Oh, this is just a gig for you.
Yeah, it's just
Okay.
Something I do on Wednesday nights or Tuesday, I suppose. Yeah, so we are a podcast where we review every single Arcade Fire song alphabetically, one per episode. And we usually talk for like 30 minutes to an hour and a half about songs into great depth that probably maybe five people other than us have heard, and we don't play the song either.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't know. I didn't notice that. That's good. I mean, that's good for you because you don't have to play the song. You can just...
It's so vivid like you already have.
And we don't have to play royalties if we eventually make any money, which is why we're in this.
The RPP money.
I hate pizza, and I never go to parties. But once these checks start coming in, you better...
You do what you gotta do.
You better believe I'm gonna be hyping up pizza and parties.
Something to maybe consider for your show, because you can't play the music. Maybe you and Owen, your co-host...
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Could do an acapella... Like, he does the instrumentation. You can be like, no cars go. And he's like, and then it's like, it sounds kind of like this. This is what we were talking about. You can like, this is like, leave at the end. So they can be like, hey, you can skip past this.
Like Song Exploder, where it's like, and now. Yeah.
Or
now.
At the beginning, like in WTF, so you can skip past it.
Right, where he goes on and on and on about inane stuff from the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. We do read the lyrics, though, but it's some of them are very repetitive. Like, you were saying, no cars go. Just say no cars go over again. So you got to just spice it up a little bit. Have different tones of voice. We're not going to read it how they want to read it. We're going to, read it how... No. Cars go.
Cars thinking?
No, cars, just, you know, no cars go.
No cars
Yeah. Go. Mm, yeah. Like, oh, wake up.
No,
I know a place.
Whoa,
where no cars go.
Oh yeah. I think we could do this for a while.
Yeah,
there's 93 songs. I know for sure.
Damn it.
So you are.
That was my one question I was going to ask. How many questions are there?
How many
songs?
Oh, I'll see myself out.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
So you're correct, you're done about 11 or 12
I think
this point?
12, yeah.
And that's only brought you to mid-Cs?
Yes.
You're in the mid-sea region. Yeah.
Like, not quite the high seas, but the mid-seas. Our goal is, like, you know, piracy. So... I don't know why going deeper into the joke would have made it better after I didn't get an initial laugh.
It'd be good if in the alphabet there were seven C's. And then that would have...
There might be.
Let's talk about...
Something to do on a rainy day.
The musical alphabet. Can you guys read... C's, C sharp, flat.
There's
three C's.
I don't know anything about music.
Alex, I understand that you play instrumentations.
I do.
You play the keyboards?
I play the keyboards. I taught myself the guitar and the bass and the ukulele. I can also play the harmonica poorly, the recorder with my mouth and nose. That's a tough one.
Can you ever try them both at the same time?
Like in that vine, I have. But really? It's very difficult. It takes a lot of breath. And I could play the little metal thing that goes like, wow, wow,
I was never able to do that. A mouth accordion?
Let's go with that. Mouth harp.
Mouth harp, sure. I feel like that's it. Wow. Yeah. Like, you associate it with the outback or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or like the bayou.
Very different, but okay.
You know, the driest place on earth or wetlands. The bayou.
I feel like the cultures of those places are very similar.
Yeah.
Maybe get an anthropologist up in here.
They both have animals that are like crocodiles, but one of them's an alligator.
And the other's a crocodile?
Yeah. In Australia in the bayou.
Yeah.
I've seen movies.
That's a knife.
They're both filled with racists. Australia and the bayou.
I don't know if the bayou.
It's like Louisiana. The States,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Any of you been to a bayou? Or the bayou?
No. I've driven by the bayou. Yeah. I've driven over the bayou.
Is it like the bayou? I thought it was like the U, and that's what it's by. Like the by.
Oh, it's near you.
Oh, yeah, it's like it's just the accent. But, yeah. The U is really cool.
Oh, it's the bayou.
Yeah, you can't actually go to the U. No, you aren't allowed. But yeah, the bayou's cool.
Yeah, like the word is pier. But they were like, oh, it's bayou. And he's like, oh, I'm looking for the pier. It's bayou. It's like, they call this a bayou down here? That's wild. And then.
Yeah. It was like the end of the day. They're naming stuff. It's like, bayou. It's like, yeah, whatever. Done.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. We're only at the B's.
the world sings the ABCs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through everything in the world. Review it letter by letter.
Start aardvark.
Yeah.
Aardvarks are.
Aardvarks
1 out of 5
are like armadillos, but I don't know what's the difference.
I think they don't have scales.
Aardvarks have long tongues.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Are they similar to anteaters?
But they probably don't eat ants otherwise.
No, they'd both be anteaters.
Yeah.
Everything should be named after what it eats.
It does. It should.
Yeah, like people.
Pasta eater would be me.
Mm, not. I guess you went over the not pizza before.
Yeah. Mm. No pizza for me.
No pizza.
Tristan, what would you be?
I'd be the crispy minis eater.
You're a big fan of crispy minis?
Yeah. What about yourself, Alex?
I like the Granny Smith apple eater.
A Granny Smith, man. It's rare these days.
Like when I go on the weekends after work to hit up Save-On and my usual like weekly stuff, I get like a couple bags of pierogies because those guys are like $8 for 4.
Oh, yeah.
Get some yogurt because it's an oddly specific thing. I put yogurt on everything.
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 Okay. Okay, let's name things that you could put yogurt on. Jack, go.
Toast.
Spaghetti.
Alligator.
Steaks. Alligator was the first thing I thought of, too.
All those things.
Rice.
Rice. Andrew Dice Clay.
Mm.
Cereal.
Thrill. He went for the change up, and you said cereal.
Cereal
numbers.
Yeah, slap it on like the back of a VCR.
Get him.
Where the serial number is.
Yeah, so
it's the only thing I could think of with the serial number.
Lap it up. Yeah.
Granny Smith apples. I eat like 2 or 3 a day.
Damn.
Yeah.
So the first song you reviewed on the show or talked about on the show was
Bracket Antichrist Television Blues.
Right.
Close bracket.
And then the last song will be.
You already know. And,
You already know.
Come on, man. Yeah. Get it together.
You already know.
Wow. Okay.
You're a dictionary. You should know what alphabets are.
I should. Yeah. I should.
Are there any songs that you like can't wait to review that you wish were...
The past one, Chemistry, because that's a really, really divisive song. That was like the first... People didn't like their last album as much, but the most recent one, people hated this song. And yeah.
I listened to that episode today, and I gotta say, I disagree wholeheartedly. I don't think that song at any point...
That's where I disagree wholeheartedly.
Well, I mean, let's do this then.
Another version of the episode. We got a lot of, like, just today, we got an email from a guy from the UK who was just, like, livid. He was saying, like, this song is great. You don't know what you're talking about.
Was he a chemist?
I don't know. Oh, I never thought about that.
Maybe he's like, this is the only song that encapsulates what I love, mm-hmm. and you're panning it.
It's from the point of view of one of the chemicals. It's like, you and me, other chemical.
Well, it has to be chemistry. Bonds? Is that what they do? Covalent?
Yeah, like two hydrogens or something.
Yeah, we got chemistry. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to work. I was going to say between two ones that don't bond, but I don't know. It's been a long time since science.
What did this guy say? Like, what was he?
He was like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Have some respect for the band. Better than anything you could ever produce. So you can't say bad things about it.
It's not a fair criticism.
No, not at all. And he was saying, like, don't read into it so much. It's just a good pop song. And I'm like, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Yeah, reading into it.
And he kind of said, like, I love them so much, I'm going to keep listening, and something along the lines of, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
What?
But I'll take it.
Yeah, it's thanks. And I responded with a very respectful saying, oh, we love people disagreeing with us, whatever, whatever. We disagree with what you're saying. Here's why. And then he kind of like seemed like he calmed down a lot and says, oh, I'm sorry. I just got really defensive. You guys are all right.
that's a thing I've noticed in like the few, like no one's ever sent us mail, be it hate or otherwise. Mm. But whenever you get those people and you're like, hey man, like I respect that. And they're like, hey, I actually kind of like you. I'm sorry I was so mad or whatever, right? Like people back down really quick.
I just wanted to look tough in a podcast setting.
This is where I draw the line. I'm a big man.
Do you think he blacked out in a rage and then the next morning he's like, ah, I sent this guy. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. It started with like cohesive sentences and just was like all lowercase, no punctuation and just going bigger and bigger and longer and then like, best regards, Nate.
Hey, shout out to
Nate. I don't think it was a best regards. Yeah, shout out to Nate. I don't remember last name. Just I think it was Diggs, but regards. That might have been the adjective.
Is it? Oh, because he dug you.
Apparently.
A grave, because he hated the review so much.
That's making sense.
Yeah. That's the worst argument. Like, I wish you couldn't do any better. Mm-hmm. That's like if a surgeon like left his scissors inside your stomach. Like, all right, you do better, huh? Yeah. You dig them out. Like, you can't do that.
Wait, who's saying that?
The surgeon. Like, try it, huh? You think your job's
so
easy?
Oh yeah, you can't criticize me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I do all the time.
Yeah, he was saying you can't give it, like, how can you give a song such a low rating? And it was kind of like, you're disrespecting a band. Like, I disagree. We love the band, and I think it would be a disservice and disrespectful if we gave every song a 5.
Yeah, no one would listen.
No.
Yeah. I would listen. Well, why don't we go to a QLB, as we say on the show?
Okay.
A quick little break.
Okay.
Yep. I was going to.
Sorry,
it.
What does it stand for?
Quarks love.
Basketball.
Never. There we go.
Quarks
Thank
on
you.
The chemistry theme, right? Quarks
yeah, yeah.
Love basketball.
Yeah, they're not very good at it because they're so small. But
yeah.
they
but
love.
But they love it. More fans than anything. Mm-hmm. And exactly, they can criticize players.
Yeah,
they can't play themselves.
Yeah, like you don't love it. Exactly. Like that was a bad play, and then you don't see Kobe. Like, okay, Quarks, why don't you
get off the stage? No, yeah. Quark. Yeah. Or stage. No, I don't know basketball very well.
I can imagine. I'd love to see
hoops Kobe. The hoops are on a stage in the middle. And each team just runs. It's like a dodgeball game.
Well, why don't we go to this little break? Next song,
this first song.
I guess
song.
It is technically next, but this first song is called Antidote. It is by Preoccupations. Hmm. And we're going to do that, play a couple little ads, and then we'll be right back with the show.
You'll hear some ads, and then you'll hear these lads.
We'll be right back. You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
What is disability insurance? 1 out of 10 Canadians wouldn't know how to answer this question. What's more troubling is that 3 out of 4 Canadians say that being unable to work for 3 months due to a disability would severely impact their personal finances. But getting covered is easier than you think. It generally only costs between 1% and 3% of your income, and insurance benefits can maintain your income as though you're still at work full time. If you are a working person, then stay safe and get covered. Statistics courtesy of RBC Insurance.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territories.
I don't know about you, but I never left.
You didn't?
You said welcome back. I've been here the whole time.
Hey, you call it a comeback? I don't remember.
I've been here for years.
I don't remember leaving or whatever, you know.
The rest next line in the LL Cool J.
I would call it a comeback. Sure, I'm into that. I like that.
Don't call it a comeback.
No.
Don't.
No thanks.
No, because
I don't want that. I've always been here.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies Love Cool James, 1999.
Cool.
James.
So we are I'm Tristan. I'm here with my co-host Jack and our guest Alex of the Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that in any of their songs?
Oh yeah, do they ever?
Is it like that Boney M song where they just sing the months of the year, but they just do A through Z, the middle ones?
Do Arcade Fire have songs where they say their own?
No, they sing the alphabet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they've sang the alphabet before. I'd imagine.
Like
I guess we'll find out in one of the 93 episodes.
Yeah, I should know that. Something I gotta do.
It'll probably be later because it's TH, the alphabet.
The alphabet. That's what we're doing all it does, back to back to back to back. Things a bunch.
Right. Are you guys including like B-sides and bonus tracks and everything?
Every single thing that's been officially released. So none of like the demos or anything, but including the Christmas album, which is a hot debate in the Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet community.
Oh. What Christmas album?
They, before releasing their first, before Funeral, after the EP, they had like a Christmas party and they recorded some songs and it's just kind of them drunkenly covering with one original, and they printed the CDs and gave them to their friends. And I think it's an official release because they physically gave them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the community disagrees, but
you're the man
it's
with
too
the
late. I already made the Excel sheet. There's no going back.
Mm-hmm. What's the original? And also, what other songs do they cover? I'm fascinated by this.
The original, I think, is called Jingle Bells.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, that was them.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a pretty new song, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Do you remember singing Jingle Bells before 2001?
No, I was 5, so I mainly remember singing like Little Drummer Boy.
Cool.
That's what I sang before then, because I was the Little Drummer Boy.
It's
modeled
the song.
After me.
I didn't
me.
Know it was...
No, it's modeled after me.
Oh.
Yeah, you know when Dwight sings it in The Office? He's thinking about me.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do have an important letter I'm kind of been told to read on air.
Yeah? I haven't heard about this.
Of the alphabet?
What?
A letter of
R.
Hey, Mr. Alphabet guy over here.
Controversial.
Somebody knows his letters.
No, it is I guess in a way it is letters because there's lots of letters compiled into words, which are then compiled into sentences and then into paragraphs.
Is this, do you guys usually go full circle on stories? Just going back to the 280 characters door to door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything we do is
is
meticulously planned on this show.
Yeah.
This is all scripted what we're saying, right?
Mm.
No.
And I wrote that last
night.
Yeah,
see, that was scripted as well. I'm supposed to like blow up his spot, really ramrod him.
So this is just a little thing. Hey guys, it's the station CEO, Prander McGunter. And I just had a few pointers for you guys. I really like the sort of strange alt comedy you guys are inspired by, but have you ever considered taking a few notes from the comedy of Ricky Gervais? I've touched a few ideas, segments at the end of this email for you guys to consider! Exclamation point. And then he says, also, given the recent popularity of food porn, quotations around that, try having more cheese or pasta-related humor. Just something to consider. Maybe have the sound of a woman pulling apart some mozzarella or eating a raclette. I don't know. You guys are funny guys. Ha ha. You're killing it, though. Keep up the good work, and remember that you're on my station. Sincerely, Prander. And then the attachment. So this is some ideas.
These are the games ideas?
These are ideas for a kind of, okay, so this, maybe we can get into this. A segment where you offend some uptight squares. It says Amish, maybe, ?
Okay.
I don't know, Jack, want to give, I mean, it's Prander, like, we can't.
Yeah, we gotta listen to
yeah,
Prander.
Yeah, we gotta listen to him, so.
See, my worry is Amish don't have radios.
So, ooh.
Like, how are they going to get offended? I mean, I can try it. Do you want me to start?
Maybe
like,
they have AM. I feel like an Amish would have an AM.
Yeah, it's.
Do you say
I mean, they have
it's Amish
name, right?
Made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. AM.
That's what it stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Doug, why don't you try, I don't know, try something.
Hey, Amish, maybe get non-wool coats. You're farmers. You must get hot.
There ooh, you go. Yeah.
What do you got?
I'll say, hey, Amish, the beard look is kind of on its way out. People have kind of gotten done with the beard thing, you know, the hipster beard. So maybe consider a more clean shaven thing, or maybe a lighter facial hair.
Get your stubble on, man.
Yeah. Alex, you have anything to say to the Amish?
Hey, Amish. There's this thing called FM radio. You ever heard of it?
Boom! Landed him. All right, what's our next segment?
So this is another... make fun of the Bible or something people care about. I know Friends is popular. I think we'll stick with Friends. I don't know if I want to do anything for the Bible there.
Yeah, the Bible's a bit of a hot topic.
Yeah.
Is it for the talking show about or like company? Because I've never seen the show or had a friend. I don't know. I might set someone out.
Oh,
man.
I think...
What about your co-host? Are you guys not friends?
I don't know him. We live together, but it's a purely professional relationship.
Oh,
we don't talk to each other after hours. It's kind of walk back in silence.
Like a good marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Separate beds. Separate rooms, even.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. We sleep in the same bed, but it's a purely professional relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When me and my wife go for a walk, she's 30 feet behind me, and I have a blindfold on.
Oh.
Okay. And so she's yelling directions to you?
No. She has like a pellet gun, and she'll shoot me in the right shoulder if I have to turn right, and then left shoulder if I got to turn left.
Man, your wife's pretty cool.
I know, man. She's pretty sweet. I got big welts on the back of my shoulders, though.
So did you want to make fun of something people care about, Jack?
I feel like Joey was bad in Friends.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, hey, Joey, you were bad in Friends.
No, I already said that. You got to pick a new one.
No, I know. I was just kind of reiterating it for you.
No, I said my burn. I know how I wanted it to be said.
Okay. Sorry, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that. Chandler, you, I think we're maybe a little too uptight, maybe. I don't know the...
Dude, calm down.
Yeah, Chandler, I think you could have
He's a
relaxed.
Human being in the show.
Yeah. Alex, do you have anything to say to the friends or something? Or it doesn't have to be friends, just something people care about.
Ross, why you gotta be so cross? Lighten up, buddy.
Oh, and that kind of relates to the Bible thing, because cross.
Yeah, that's what I had in my notes.
Yeah, Alex is frantically scribbling down notes as we speak here.
Yeah.
So this is one last segment that Prander...
Jeez, Prander's really helping us out.
I know. I mean, Prander, he knows what he's doing. He's the CEO of CITR.
Mm-hmm.
The CAO.
He's the CEO of ITR.
Yeah. A segment where you call out people you don't like as uptight squares. So, like, just calling
certain
people...
Certain Chandler, I know.
Just calling people uptight squares. Did you have something?
I have a couple.
Okay, like, hey, let's call him out.
Hey, Neil Diamond, stop being an uptight square.
Oh, well, he's... Hey, maybe turn that diamond into less of a square.
Good
or
one.
Or you turn it on its side at another point. Pentagon.
Bam. Tristan, what you got for me?
Hey, Ross, dress for less, maybe dress for more. Alex, you uptight square. Not you, but Ross. Just I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. All right.
Hey, Paul Geometry.
Oh,
why'd you have to make the four sides? Round was enough. I don't see the value in that. And yeah, just frig off. Are you making me another course in school? I came to school to play podcasts. I didn't come to school to play geometry.
Ooh.
Don't need those squares.
Boom!
Uptight squares have been roasted. I think Prander had some good ideas.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. Hey,
can I roast one more uptight square?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's actually 9 of them. The Hollywood squares. TVs aren't square anymore. Get off my face.
Yes.
Hollywood, you uptight squares, because they're high in the... Got them.
Was that the game show?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about? I got another one.
All right.
Squarespace.
Oh.
I get it. I listen to a lot of podcasts. If I want to make a website, I get it. I'm going to go to squarespace.com/promo code Hannibal or any of the other ones. I get it. It's websites. We use it. Stop sending them.
Wait, are you telling me that you already know that a dream is just a good idea without a website? Or something?
No, we have a website. I'm more saying, like, I get it.
Okay.
It's an oversaturated market.
Yeah. Speaking of websites, we need a website.
I don't know if we need a website. Do you have a website for your show?
We do. ArcadeFireAlphabet.com.
Oh, boy, we should get a website.
Yeah, we should.
I mean, because we don't use CITR to host. We have our own. Like, we host through Squarespace.
Okay. We should get both.
Both?
Both.
Bolfing. Yeah. Both?
I'm trying to switch the pronunciation of that.
Oh, you're the one leading that charge, eh?
Yeah.
I've seen your flyer. Someone slid one under my door.
Yeah, it's just, all it is it's just the one big piece of paper with B-O-L-T-H on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're like, I guess this is canon now.
Yeah. Interesting choice. I mean, it must be pretty big. I saw that you were kind of running out of ink. Like, the beginning was printed and the rest was Sharpied, but
yeah.
I really respect that drive. It's, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
And you did that on all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
All 1,500.
Because I can't afford my own cartridges, so I go to the library. Like, they have a dumpster where they chuck out all the old toner cartridges. So I just sort
and
of scrounge
them
through
on the
there.
Paper.
Yeah, and I just like scrounge through it like a raccoon. I cut the end off and I like try to pour it on in the right. It doesn't. Yeah, it's okay.
That's
it works
cool.
kind of well. Thanks, man.
That's very cool.
Do we have any more fan mail, or is that that's gonna do it?
No, that wasn't fan mail. That was just some pointers from Prander.
Oh, that was just mail.
Yeah,
he said we were killing it though. Can we call him a fan?
Yeah, I think Prander's a fan.
Yeah, he's Prander's a fander.
Prander fander.
Cool.
So, Alex, I understand you performed with the Killers.
I did.
So what happened there? Give us that story.
Oh, I got on the stage and performed with the Killers. It was pretty neat. Good night.
Sweet.
Okay, that's all that happened there.
Yeah, so I big fan of the band. To say least. Ugh. So I've seen them. This was my third time seeing them. And because I was at UBC, I work for the Department of Athletics and kind of know my way around the stadium and other facilities. And so at first I had an idea like, this time, you know, I know where the bus is coming in and out. I'm going to meet him. And then I was like, no, I'm going to get on that stage. And so I made a sign and it said, can I play the keyboard in Dustland? And he saw it and I did.
Wow.
Did you mess up at all?
No, well, one part on purpose, because I wasn't sure, is like, am I actually plugged in? So if you listen, there's one part where I play the wrong note, but...
Was it just to make sure that you were...
Yeah, like, are they just messing with me? Like, I don't need that. But no, they did. They trusted me. Before the song, get on stage, and he's like, you know the chords? And I'm like, yeah. I imagine he's kind of fingers are like, you know the chords? Not at all.
Oh.
I just came up here to do chopsticks.
Yeah.
Like, how many keys does a piano have? Mm-hmm. Like... I'm out of my depth. Yeah.
Oh, we get a call.
Do we?
Yeah. Let's see what. Let me pick that up.
Hello.
Hello. You're on Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, Radio Pizza Party. Yo, how's it going, guys? My name is Daniel.
Daniel.
Is it Daniel?
Yeah. First name Dan. Last name Yul.
Oh,
nice.
YWUL.
Cool.
Oh, how's it going?
Good, Daniel. What's up?
What are you calling for?
Yeah, what are you calling in for?
Well, you know, as you know, calling into my radio show.
Your radio show?
I know. I have my own radio show. It's called We Talk About the Greatest Bands.
What are they?
Well, there's only the one, the greatest band that exists, obviously.
Which is?
What is it?
And that is the obvious choice of Tame Impala.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala.
Never heard of them.
No, You've never heard of Tame Impala? Well, it's this Aussie band, and I'm
Aussie in it?
Like, well, yeah, no, there's the Aussie guy. You know the Aussie, oi, oi, oi? Yeah,
that's the guy who first chanted that.
It's him.
The very first guy. He was the one who coined the term.
So you have a radio show where you talk about Tame Impala.
No, you're on the show, right?
Oh, wait, have you...
right now, I mean, come on, pay attention.
Have you entrapped us into appearing on another radio show?
Well, I mean, okay, so I have this phone app where essentially it scans the FM and the AM radio waves and it looks for any radio shows that are currently...
A radio.
accepting callers.
Whoa,
you said a button? Are you messing with the boards?
I am on the board. All right. I am plugging the little things into the little boards. You know, as you do.
Get to the point.
Okay, yeah.
Why'd you call us?
Oh, because you guys were currently accepting callers. Am I right?
I mean, we always are. But
yeah,
we are.
We're talking about Arcade Fire. How do you feel about Arcade Fire?
Yeah, as a Tame Impala.
I like that one song, The Suburbs. I don't think you guys ever heard of that one before.
That's one of theirs, yeah.
No, I think that's a big one.
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one I think is pretty good. And then your song, Florence and the Machine. Love that one.
I don't know if that one's... The song? I don't know if that's...
I'm not
yeah, no, yeah. It's a song. It's played out of the course of like five albums or something.
Oh, one of those ones, like it's every now and then. You have to play the records backward to hear it.
It's 100%. If you play Reflector backwards, it
I
just
thought you just
knew
the
like,
one song.
All of Florence and the Machine.
These facts aren't checking out.
So there's, I think you're confused that the there's a band called Florence and the Machine.
Is there?
I think they're Florence
plus
the Machine.
Yeah, they're Florence plus the Machine equals good music.
Mm. Oof. I never knew that's what it equaled. Like I never saw for X.
I was chatting with a guy about Arcade Fire, and he mentioned Florence and the Machine, and I thought it was a song. I'm going to be honest, I haven't done my research too much on Arcade Fire.
But what about Tame Impala? Like, is there a rivalry between the two bands? I feel like these fan bases are similar, but different enough to have some
animosity.
Are they
really similar? I've been trying to call into many different radio shows over the course of the past 2 hours. Ever since I started this radio show
today,
called Tame My Desire Impala.
What?
That's the name of my radio show.
Tame My Desire Impala.
Yes.
That's the worst.
That's salacious.
No. It's pretty good. And ever since I started this show, I've been constantly on the lookout for people who know what Tame Impala is and what a
band
is.
Well, you've called the wrong show.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, we're Arcade Fire peeps.
Well, tell me, what is an Arcade Fire and what is a band?
Well, the arcade is in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. We've established
it's on fire.
No, not currently.
Oh, no, sorry, it's not.
Check the live cam. Yeah. I actually haven't seen since the start of the show.
I'll check right now. Don't worry about it.
Jack's checking into the live stream.
There's a guy smoking. Is that?
Oh, that's
that
kind. He better be careful.
It's security guard, but you better be careful. It's very flammable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there any like materials?
He does look a bit wet, and there's a jar of kerosene that's just open.
Oh
no.
That could be a bit.
But is there any Tame Impalas in Tame like an Impala? Because that's a creature.
Does it play a keyboard?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Well, they have to make sure that whenever they perform a song live on set, they have to make sure that Impala is in fact tame. Because if you're going to get an Impala, you're going to be getting a wild one. I mean, type me a store, send me an email address of a company who has a store which sells Impalas that are tame. There's no way. There's no way you're going to
buy
it.
No, you got to get an Impala tamer.
I thought there'd just be one. It's not tame Impalas. It's tame Impala. I thought it'd be tame.
I never said
Oh, I'm sorry.
I never said Impalas. I said Impala.
Jeez, man, why are you so charged up?
Chill. I am not.
He loves Tame Impala. Aren't you listening?
I've never heard of Tame Impala. I don't know what he's talking about.
Only the one Impala. Only the one Impala.
Tame Impala.
Only ever been the one Impala.
Where are you, sir?
Is this like a circus act?
Tell show me, tame my desire. I will tell you a thing or two about Impala, and I'm not going to tell you a thing or two about two Impalas.
Is it like the car, the Chevrolet Impala?
One Impala. And if you don't listen to me, I'm going to Impala you on a tame
sir, calm down.
I've heard of
I'm calm.
I've heard of wild. Like, okay, so
I'm good.
The Impala taming process, do they have to go and like capture an Impala in the Aussie outback?
That just sounds unethical.
Which is very similar
this.
To the bayou.
Right.
Very similar.
In terms of racism. Attitude, yeah. In terms of
they have to go capture the Savannah. Impala.
Wait, I thought you said they have to capture impalas. They have to capture savannas?
Do they, like, fence off an area and hope there's an impala in there?
Not impalas. Not impalas. I said impala. Impala. Listen to me when you're talking to me. I said impala.
Okay. Why should we listen to your show?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's...
You're a value proposition.
You can't you can't call into a radio station
what
to promo and not give any reasons to listen to your show, Mo.
Well, my show, it uncovers the deepest secrets about what exactly is a band. You know, that's what we're trying to figure out. That's what, you know, it's a learning experience all around. Everybody's just trying to learn something. Everyone's just trying to know a little bit more than they did yesterday.
Well, okay, so, yeah. That's most podcasts.
Yeah.
Tell me something I didn't know yesterday.
How could you possibly say that this isn't a show worth listening to if that's exactly the intent and the plan of what we intended to do, not the Impala, you know, because Impala.
This guy seems okay.
You know?
I'm just gonna
Dan,
pal,
Mr. Yull.
What did you just call me? What did you just say to me? What did you just say to me?
Called you our pal.
Yeah, pal. Our Impals.
I thought I'm pals.
Right, okay, you're right.
Okay, so. You talk tame Impala, and it seems like a very abstract sense.
Confrontational.
You're very confrontational. You were trying to take over our show.
Tell me I'm confrontational again. Tell me I am confrontational. I am not.
Are you mad?
This is a friendly podcast. We just want to have a good discussion. Honestly, we're feeling very attacked right now.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, dude, man, I am... So chill right now.
You don't seem that chill.
Like cold?
You know, you might call me tame.
Okay. I might.
All right. I think this is the end of the call-in segment. Thank you, Mr. Yell.
This is the end of the call-in segment.
All right, let's drop this guy. Let's drop him.
Yeah, it's good talking to
you. Goodbye, Mr. Yell.
Wow, that guy was fired up about I don't know what.
There are a lot of music podcasts in the Vancouver area, I've learned.
Yeah.
Two, at least.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know if he was calling from the Vancouver area.
Well, he had to be because he said he'd listen to us on his fantastic device.
That scans podcasts and radio stations for
radio
words.
Waves.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, is just
a radio.
A radio.
Is that how they work?
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
They scan the waves. They shoot up a rocket.
I know.
That then sets out a weather balloon that can pick up.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought you'd have to manually send it to each person. So I'm like, when we started this off, I'm like, okay, well, after the show, I'm going to have to spend a couple hours just inputting the data. And Jack was like, no, man, they got the weather balloon.
Yeah, they got the cloud.
The cloud. Hey, careful what you put on that because it could get hacked.
Yeah.
Current events.
Current events. I think that's very current.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Talk about that Zuckerberg, right?
The Zuck. Why don't we?
Let's get back into it. Or are we going to QLB? Let's go for QLB.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair thing to do.
Yeah.
We'll go to a QLB. Then we'll go and, Alex, we have a friend of ours that we're going to tell you about.
Okay.
It's a bit of a surprise.
It's a bit of a
not going to lie. Okay.
But we have a bit of a friend that I think you might be interested in. But we will get into that after this break. This song, which I actually have to just do a quick little thing here. Jack, why don't you fill the air?
Hey, so I have a friend, not to brag. He is a friend of mine.
Okay.
We found the song.
We found the song. So this song is by Arcade Fire, as we were discussing.
Whoa, what?
It is called Haiti. It is from Funeral.
Oh, cool.
Wait, you're Did you do that? This one's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Tristan has forgotten how the alphabet works. What order letters are in.
I guess C. Yeah, okay. All right, this is that. And then we'll play a few ads and all that sort of fun stuff. And then we'll be back.
All right, bye.
Bye.
CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more. You're true.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza
Party. Hi.
CITR 101.9 FM. Jack, what's the deal? What have we been doing so far on this
show? What have we been doing? On most shows, we pick out a topic from a hat. I mean, that's the theory. And we talk about it with our interesting guest. This week, we've come a little bit prepared. All there. We have our guest, Alex Payende. We are talking about Arcade Fire because he hosts the show Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Yes.
It goes up every Wednesday, was it?
Wednesday.
Wednesdays. Nice. And yeah, that's how it works.
Cool.
What do you do here, Tristan?
I'm the host.
I explain how it works.
Yeah, but so
you're the host.
I'm the other host.
Jesus, it showed a little bit of how you view yourself.
I am the creative vision.
Yeah. You're...
Okay.
Like visionary or vision? Like you're what the podcast wanted to be. Like sat down. What's our vision for this podcast?
It was Tristan.
That's
yeah.
The creative vision.
Yeah, that's why I brought him in. It was originally a different guy. And then he said, you know what I want this to be is Tristan. And I said, all right, get out. And now we have Tristan. He's sitting behind the boards. He's on the ivories.
That guy was Pete Best.
Pete Best.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, of course. I know who he is because I was working with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. For his dad. John Wurst.
Gets kicked out of the Beatles.
Right.
And then he gets kicked off the next Beatles.
Which
Radio
were?
Radio Pizza Party.
Right. It's been called Radio Beatzilla Party.
The Fab Two, as they say.
Yes.
So before the break, we kind of teased that we had a good friend of ours that we met. About a month ago or so.
No, I've known him for a while.
Oh, well, I met you. Must have
you met him? Yeah, you met him a month ago. I grew up with him.
And his name?
It's Hingle McCringleberry.
Hingle McCringleberry.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Hingle McCringleberry.
The one and only.
The triangle player of
he plays the Hassenpfeffer.
Oh, the Hassenpfeffer player of
Arcade Fire.
Wow,
I know. I know him for a while, so I've met most of the guys.
This is a little bit of a
just thought I'd surprise you here.
Surprise you.
You've now met a man who has met a member of Arcade Fire.
Yeah,
not,
so
not
he's
to
a,
brag.
He's been on all the albums, is my understanding.
They've stopped using the Hassenpfeffer for everything now, so he was skipped off the last tour.
That was a controversial decision.
It was. Mm-hmm. People really liked the sound of the Hassenpfeffer.
Very divisive. Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't let him, they were like, you know what, we don't need you anymore. We're going to kick you out. But we might need you back, so like, don't try to get another job. Which is tough, because he was on an unpaid internship the whole time.
Mm. That's legal now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why don't tell Arcade Fire that, you know.
Mm-hmm. They were like, you know what? Let's get this guy. Let's not pay him anything. They pay him in t-shirts. So he's warm, at least.
But they're none of them are Arcade Fire t-shirts, which
no.
is weird.
And none of them are his size.
No. Well, so it's good so he can
yeah,
cover his bed.
Use one as underwear.
Yeah.
Use
yeah.
one as pants.
Yeah. They're all baby onesies, so he really has to.
Oh, they're very.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd get like a quadruple XL, make a fitted sheet.
Yeah. So is there anything you want me to tell? Like he still has...
Any questions?
He can DM Wynn Butler. So like if you have any questions you want to ask him. I know you guys have never talked on Twitter, so...
Yeah. You know. Well, tell him, one, to stop calling us and asking to hang out. Like, we get it. You like the show, Wynn.
Just stop calling us.
Hey, it's like a Lady Gaga sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Stop calling.
And would it kill you to make a song that starts with Zed?
Would it kill you?
Like,
yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Every time we have to say Arcade Fire sings the alphabet and like, oh, people are going to know we're lying. It ends at Y. We're frauds.
Is there any other letters that they don't have? Like X?
There might not be a
Q.
Although there might be. I'll have to consult Microsoft Excel 2017 edition.
Or we could consult...
Google.
What's his name?
Hingle McCringleberry.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I know him. I didn't have to think of his name. I feel like Neon Bible would have had a song. It was like, question for you, God. Why are you doing this to me?
So what's the deal with adulthood?
Yeah, I don't like this.
Hey,
stop making these planes crash.
Neon Bible, that's going to be a little too bright for me with the neon sign. Mm. Going to take a little bit too much time.
Speaking of albums, I have a question for the room.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys
Are we just going to gloss over Hingle McCringleberry?
There's not much to it. How? Okay. When did you guys first hear about Arcade Fire?
Around the ballpark, like
around the ballpark.
Yeah, around the ballpark.
You were playing baseball.
I was playing some baseball, and then I saw Win and the Gang. They were in a community team.
Oh, that's
and it was
so
real
cool.
Sandlot situation where we were playing like way out in the burbs, and they came up on their bikes and jackets. And
was it the jackets from Everything Now?
Yeah, it was the jackets from Everything Now, and they came up on the bikes, and we actually had it was us, and none of us were that great at baseball, but then we did have Jose Bautista from the Blue Jays.
Oh wow!
With us. Yeah,
wow,
nice.
Yeah, and so we were just sitting there playing some ball.
So were you guys the underdogs, or were they the underdogs?
Oh, definitely us. They were the preppy kids, and yeah, I was the Hamilton Porter character. I was a bit bigger back then,
right?
And back catcher, and they came up, and they just started talking some crap to us.
Oh, not even smack.
No,
just full on crap. Yeah.
Cut right to the crap. They cut the crap.
Yeah.
Right to it.
Right.
And
to
then
it.
I looked him up online, listened to the music, and it was a little like, I hate you, but boy, do I respect you.
Oh.
And then I started the podcast.
The day after.
The day after. This was years ago. It took a lot of prep work, to be honest. I'm not so great with computers, and it was a while.
Yeah, you thought you had to build a computer.
I did. Yeah, I was halfway through, and then like, oh, there's all these already. I could have gone to the store.
Oh, I
could have gone to Tiger Direct.
Yeah,
and spent thousands of dollars just trying to make an Intel Core processor.
Jeez, thousands and thousands.
Yeah, to forge the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
like they're on i9. I was at like i1.5 tops.
Jeez, I'm on i.
Yeah,
these days my computer's so slow.
Phone, I don't know, right?
I don't want to know.
I don't. Yeah.
Tristan, when did you first hear about Arcade Fire?
I think I was Googling indie music. I just Googled the words indie music and they came up. I think that's a true story.
Really?
Yes.
I've done that before. I can't think of any bands like
cool
any
music
specific.
From coolbands.com. Yeah.
What can I listen to sound cool? I know.
And then you
Funeral.
It's yeah. Tame Impala, apparently.
They're very cool and make people mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
that guy was
dude.
Livid. Dan Yull, Mr. Yull.
He was livid, and liver spotted. I'd imagine.
Yeah, he looked old in my mind's eye.
Yeah,
mind's eye. But how did you find? When did you first hear of Arcade Fire?
Arcade Fire. I heard of Arcade Fire around Neon Bible, I think, because I remember hearing. Like seeing Arcade Fire, Neon Bible, and the only thing I could think of was Panic at the Disco, because my sister was really into them like years ago because she's older than me.
That doesn't make sense.
There was like the same vibe, I thought. It was like Panic at the Disco, that sort of stupid name.
Fire at the Arcade?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, this sounds awful. And then years later, I heard Funeral, and I was like, hey, wait a minute. This is pretty good.
This isn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Hey, Funeral, I like maybe Marriage, maybe a little happier, but that's okay.
Yeah. Nice.
That's what I thought.
And then they tried making it, and everybody's like, this album's lame.
Yeah, well, they did that one that's like, first comes love, then comes marriage.
And then the next
then
album.
Comes the Neon Bible.
In a baby carriage.
Yeah.
It was a controversial move. That was their box set.
Yeah.
It was in a baby carriage. I was not a fan of that.
Not at all.
Yeah, because everyone's
so
like,
inconvenient. Like, I got to go to the store and then wheel it home.
Mm-hmm. Get
to
explain. No, there's no baby in here. You can hit it with your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bus always kneels. You got to say, like, I'm getting off at the next stop. It's such a pain.
Mm-hmm. Ay, caramba.
I know. Thank God I had
a
train back then.
What a crazy world we live in.
What, topsy-turvy, I'd say.
Topsy.
Pete's sake, Arcade Fire. Come up with a better way of making your music.
Jeepers, Louiepers.
Do you think you could get Arcade Fire to listen to this?
This podcast?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I could.
You have an in.
You have clout.
He hasn't responded to any of the other stuff. I mean, I've tweeted at him to come on the show, and when they were here for the Junos, I, like, feasibly saw that happening, but it didn't.
That would have been wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been some real you talking you do to me stuff.
It would have been like, well, our studio's, like Studio B is, like, the bigger studio is booked. We just got the small one. There's only two mics and seven of you, so I'll be on this one, and then you got the rest, you know.
You can all yell.
Yeah.
They have to coordinate what they say. It's like a choir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, like, Regine will be off mic yelling. That's, like, all, that's all she does.
She's in Studio C, like...
Off mic, but somehow much more loud, effective too.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
She gets the one song. She gets one word of the interview, and it's the most powerful word the whole time.
She just comes in and is just like being French, and you're like, ah,
she did it. Are all the Arcade Fire people from Montreal?
No. Wynn,
they're from Texas,
and Will are from Texas, yeah.
Right.
Sarah Neufeld on the violin is from Vancouver Island.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit of a local gal.
Local gal.
Local.
The rest of them are from Canada, and Regine's from Montreal. But right. Good amount of them ended up at McGill, and that's where they started.
Wow.
It's
right.
A classic McGill startup story.
Just classic McGill.
Just a classic.
They started up as a startup, right? They were like,
yeah,
we're trying to engage with consumers.
And burn down arcades.
Burn down arcades.
We're sick of it. iPhone games, man.
Mm.
You don't need it.
They tried. Mm. They did Flappy Bird, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I'll have to consult my notes, but I'll get back to you.
Yeah. That's. I think that's an important thing to remember.
Yeah.
That's where they financed everything now. The money they got from selling
Flappy Bird.
Yeah. Because that was a big thing. Remember that?
It was.
Remember that?
That poor guy who made it. It like ruined his life.
Great.
Oh, it was so much fun. How was your 2014, Tristan? I graduated high school.
As did I.
I was in grade 11.
Nerd.
Nice. Loser.
Loser for being
in
one school year younger.
Lame. Way to condense it.
Way to condense it, as always. So... Yeah. Jack.
Yes. You're out of steam. I'll ask a question. Are you ever going to take like a look at whole albums in one go? Like once you run through the 93, are you going to go like, you know what? Let's start at the beginning.
Are you going to wash your hands of it? Just be,
yeah.
I'm done here.
You're going to be like, let's start back again with the EP.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Right now, like because there's so few albums, it kind of like, we'll get songs from the same album pretty close together, and so we're kind of building on the theme. And I imagine at the end of, maybe like at the end of the year or the end of the entire show, we'll kind of look back and when we rated each album and talk about whether things have changed or not. Mm-hmm. But that's like, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Potential issue.
Mm-hmm.
Arcade Fire comes out with a band or comes out with an album while you're doing it.
You think we haven't thought about this? What kind of back... Street
boys
wash podcast do you think we are?
Street wash podcast, like a bayou podcast.
Oh, hey.
So what happens if they release one and then there's an A, like it's like aardvark,
abacus,
like what?
Anderson Cooper. Do you delete all your episodes and
start again? Yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
That's so cool.
We're gonna put them all at the end in alphabetical order, like after we do the Y, then just start with this new stuff. Uh-huh. With the exception of a Zed song, then we do that first.
Just to complete the circle.
Yeah, just to complete this, all we ask.
Right. Mm-hmm. What if the Zed song was called Zaboomafoo, and it was
with the Crack Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just Wynn Butler,
rest
like...
Rest in peace, Zaboomafoo.
What's it?
Rest in peace, Zaboomafoo.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
He's a monkey. How long do you think he can live?
Well, how did he die? He
got hit by a bus.
Oh.
And old age.
On live on TV.
The guy was lost.
Tragedy.
There was a weird scene, and he was like, "Oh, I gotta go to the store to get some milk on this Zaboomafoo." And the Crap Brothers are like, "Okay, well, we're gonna teach these kids about capybara,
Alberta."
Yeah, sure. And then they, for some reason, the camera followed him like cinema verite style, and then just
wham! It was like Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's in the bottom of that shot.
Does someone get hit in Mean Girls?
Have you not seen Mean Girls?
I can't remember every scene in Mean Girls.
There's a lot of movies out there.
Oh, man, I try to see all of them.
I'm on a backlog. I think I've got like 31 to go till I've seen them all.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to review them all alphabetically
afterwards? Did you see the... you ask us. I have a question. Answer Jackson. I'll say mine.
No. Tristan?
Okay. Have you seen the Day the Clown Cried, that... Jerry Lewis one that no one's seen? Are you the one person who's seen it?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones. So,
wow.
Yes, it was moving, but the romance plot was too much. Like the clown, come on, we saw that coming from scene one.
Yeah,
light 5.7 out of 1,000.
Oh, okay. So definitely.
Oh, bottom barrel.
Bottom
of the barrel. No, bottom barrel in the stack of barrels.
Oh, so it's like the 50th barrel, but the bottom of that one out of 60 barrels?
It's like wine, so it gets older, so when you get to the bottom, it's better. So it's like the worst of the best. It's a convoluted rating system. That's why we just use numbers in the Arcade Fire one.
No, totally. Day the Clown Cried. Check it out. It's a...
I just Googled it, and it's a weird story.
It's a clown in the Holocaust.
Oh. That's the best idea for a movie I've ever heard.
Yeah, so movies, fun.
I do think movies are fun.
Movies.
They're a good time.
Fun.
Cool.
Just relaxed. That's
what
I am.
You're just going to chill? Can we rank our favorite Arcade Fire albums?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
no, you don't.
I know.
You
get it. Give me like top 5 songs each.
Okay, here's this.
That come to mind.
I'll give you a top 3 and you rate my top 3.
Okay.
I like that.
I don't know that song.
I know. Okay.
My mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Suburbs. Top 3.
I give that list probably a nice 6.5 out of 10. Don't completely agree, but I admire and respect the boldness of putting on your top 3. That's a not a lot of people like those songs.
No, they're controversial picks.
They are,
but so you know, bold. they just fit my style, my aesthetic.
Aesthetic,
yes. Lemming.
I'd go with "Living on a Prayer."
Okay.
"Little Red Corvette" and "Electric Blue."
I'm not going to lie to you. Two of those songs aren't by Arcade Fire.
I'm unfamiliar with that.
Okay, what if you were to lie to him?
I'd say that's a great list, man.
Thanks.
10 out of 10.
I appreciate it. I did better than you, Tristan.
I like the lying version.
Yeah, me too.
It's very positive.
I like it when people lie.
I just want to bring a positive environment to every environment I go to.
Only the pause.
Mm-hmm. When you go to an environment like the Outback,
mm-hmm.
do you try to positify that?
I do, by capturing the wild impalas and donating them to the band.
Right.
You know, Impala.
There's the one big one.
Yeah.
There's untruthfully tame, because apparently it's wild.
Oh,
and
so
they have to tame it.
So it's like a surprise.
Yeah.
Like an unfortunate surprise.
Yes.
Like when you bite into an apple and it's full of razor blades or something like that.
When you bite into an apple and it's full of impalas. That's only happened a couple times to me, but I wouldn't recommend it.
That's why I don't need to eat Granny Smith's anymore.
Yeah, because he's a Granny Smith guy.
Yeah.
That's a callback.
Yes. Thank you, Tristan.
But it's kind of like, it's a nice thrill. Some people like it because it's like kind of a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory situation where if you bite and there's an impala, you get to go to the Outback.
Oh.
But it's not like a choice. It's like a magically transported there. And
it's like a
force. It's like, oh, geez, this again? I gotta get on the bus and get back to Vancouver.
Yeah, and they point guns at you and yell at you down there. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. But they'll never shoot the guns, but they'll be like...
You always think.
Yeah, they always kind of have that.
Mm-hmm.
That
they don't follow through. It's a inconsistent area.
Yeah. I always have a different problem. When I eat it, it's like it just runs down my throat, and then I've eaten an impala.
Mm.
I just can't do those calories.
No.
Oh,
it's just too much.
I've sworn off impalas.
Yeah, it's so much.
I love them, but yeah.
Maybe
I always eat
the lips,
caloric.
Years in the hips.
Years. There's so it's like 80,000 calories. I mean, it's lean, but not serene.
It's too rich.
It's
Let's
way
be real.
Too rich.
It's too rich.
It's like Mark Zuckerberg.
An indulgence, maybe every once in a while.
Bang bang.
Yeah.
He just died. So why don't we get near the end of our show?
Yes.
Why don't we
get near the end of our show?
I guess we are near the end of our show. Why don't we start?
Every further moment is getting near to the end.
Yes. Why don't we start wrapping it up? But before we do, Alex, you have that thing that when you look in a light, you sneeze.
I do.
Good.
Okay.
Did your research?
Hey, we read your medical papers.
Yeah. I talked to Dr. Morgenstahl, and he gave me everything. He's like, yeah, sure. I'm retiring soon.
Why not? I don't care. I'll get disbarred. Whatever.
I got the whole Payende family medical history.
I gotta talk to my doctor. That shouldn't be out there.
Well, yeah. It's published. It's like the emails. It's out there.
Yeah. My so emails?
Yeah.
Stating my life or like confirming a fact or you got somewhere.
Yeah, is there anything else to do with that?
Or
no. Or you just want to know? Like, you have a strobe light?
I just wanted to make sure that fact I heard was true.
So when you whip it out, ah!
Yeah.
It's not an all-the-time thing. It's from the sun exclusively. And it's kind of like, if we go from a dark, more like, you know when you get into the bright light and kind of squint a bit suddenly, yeah. That's usually it.
Oh,
it's one big sneeze.
I think that happens to me too.
It's is it like, how big is the sneeze? Like, can you like shatter glass with it?
Ooh.
I've tried. Maybe if I practiced a bit more, but there's only so many hours of sunlight in a day.
This is the
problem. That's true.
This is the problem.
It's true.
More sun. Like, please.
Well, we're getting there.
Scientists.
Oh, it's June.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, last I checked, 50% of the world was suns. All right, why don't we wrap up our little show? We will. Do you know how we name our shows there, Alex? That's fine.
Not at all.
Nobody else has listened to the end of an episode either.
Don't have to say that, Jack. We go word for word. We each say a word, make a little three-word phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Or saying.
It's up to you.
Statement, sentence, exclamation.
Three words each to a total of nine? Or
no,
one word each,
one
to,
word
total
each to a total of three.
Checks out.
The math checks out. We'll talk to the accountant to make sure, but I think for now we'll be good.
I'm getting a nod from the outside of the studio. I think we're good.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those visors.
Mm-hmm.
And a cloak and going,
what?
He's the count.
Accountant. Yeah.
One.
That's funny. Yeah.
Two.
That's funny. So why don't we go around? We'll say one word each, and that'll be the name of this episode.
Do you want me to start it off?
Yes, please.
Junos.
Spaghetti.
Rhinos.
Love it.
Gotta have it.
It's like a restaurant name. Juno, Alaska. Juno's Spaghetti Rhinos.
Right.
Ooh. And then
they serve exotic meats. Very expensive.
Or they do rhinoplasties.
Don't tell Dan.
I need
to think about it. That's probably, it's a more viable career choice.
They fill your rhinoplasty with spaghetti.
Nose jobs and spaghetti?
Yeah, like you get a complimentary.
Oh, I'd get a nose job there.
Yeah. You know when they say you gotta like eat through a straw? Can you eat spaghetti as well?
That?
Like if you get like, if you get
you know,
like,
that,
you get,
as they say,
you get hit by a car, like, guy, he's going to be eating through a straw for the rest of his life.
That, do people say that to you often? They're threatening
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
you're going to have to eat
a
through
a
straw.
And like, can you still eat spaghetti if you can like suck it up through
one
the straw?
One at a time.
Yeah. Like if you can just like sort of wrangle the little sauce snakes and just.
I feel like going to have two straws. Like
that's what I call spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Sauce.
Yeah.
Meatballs are the tough one. You got to have a real big.
You got to get a bubble tea straw for those.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we close up our episode? We're going to play. We're going to say bye. Then I'm going to put on a song. The song is going to be Harvard by Diet Sig.
Mm. Sweet.
But thank you so much for listening, everybody. And thank you so much, Alex. Did you want to say anything before we close up the episode?
Say no to drugs.
Sweet.
Yeah,
thank you.
I like that. That's
a positive massage.
Massage? Oh, message.
Yeah.
But I forgot your French.
Wow.
Oui.
Wait. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. And check out Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet. And let's check us out next week, same time, same place.
I hope
rate us on iTunes.
Yes, we'd love a rating. We're currently at
and a review.
Like 1,000. So
I think we have zero ones that are showing, but I know people have done reviews, so I think they do it at a certain time. Like they have to reach a threshold.
Sure.
Well, people, I've left a couple reviews.
Really?
No, I haven't. Or have I? Alternate account.
Whiston trailer over here.
So I'll play this song. And we will be
gone.
We'll be back next week. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Try to be in an Ivy League sweater, but your shoes on and talk about.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine.